Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Show on KRFY. My name is Julie Prochinski, and I'm thrilled to be here today with Susie Prez. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Julie. It is a pleasure. We don't usually get to look at each other across the broadcast board, but it's really nice to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you. Today is the beginning of our week-long celebration of community radio. And what better way to begin that with our guests live here in the studio from a business whose logo states inspire, empower, sustain a healthy community. That's Winter Ridge Natural Foods. Vanessa Stanley and Alice Taylor are with us to share what they have planned at Winter Ridge to commemorate Mental Health Month. Welcome to you both.
Morning. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Having us.
Thank you.
So, Susie, let's talk a little bit about what we're doing here this morning.
Well, we're here to do exactly what you said, talk about mental health. It's a big issue. It's an important issue in our community and in our world that we live in. But also, we're here this week, Tuesday through Friday, to celebrate on-air community radio, the fact we have a community radio in our community. And in your imagination, Julie, in your experience, what is great about the fact that we have KRFY here in our community?
Oh, so many things. It's just a local voice for our community. We have people who come in and tell us what they're up to, what they're doing to enhance our community, what they're doing to entertain, educate, inform, just what KRFY's mission says, and we are part of that.
It's a really great thing. I think it's getting a little bit more known now.
Yes.
But having a voice for our community is vital, especially kind of up here in North Idaho, to me anyways. And so just so folks know that today through Friday, every morning show is special. And then from 3 to 4, we have special live DJing. And then at 4 to 5, we have live local musicians in the studio. So you can tune in all during the day. Just keep your radio on. That's what I say. So, yeah, stay with us. And then on Saturday, it culminates with a Community Radio Day celebration at the Music Conservatory from 10 to 3. And that is public welcome. Come on by and see radio in action. There'll be live music all day.
There as well, yes. It's going to be a fun week of talking and sharing and music.
And celebrating.
And celebrating, that's right. So let's go ahead. Oh, Susie,
how about
we need
weather?
To start with the weather.
Okay.
Go ahead.
From the National Weather Service today, currently 54 degrees, and it says it's raining. I saw some sprinkles out there before. I don't know if it's still raining, but high today of 73, 50% chance of showers. Tonight, a 70% to 20%, and the low will be 44 degrees. And tomorrow, a little colder, the high of 58, showers likely. And I call this mountain spring weather. We're still basically in May.
Yes. So squall after squall after squall.
There you go.
That's the way it works. So let's turn to our guests right now, Susie. And these are the two spokesmen for Mental Health Month at Winter Ridge. I have Vanessa Stanley, who is the marketing and mercantile buyer for the Winter Ridge, and Alice Taylor, wellness manager. So beginning with Vanessa, tell us why you work at Winter Ridge and how you came to be a buyer there.
Yeah, so I started at Winter Ridge 5 years ago. It was a great opportunity. I saw the positions opened and, you know, decided that I would like to be a part of that. And it's just grown from there. I've done a lot of things throughout the store and have just really loved the culture there and love what Winter Ridge represents. So I'm working in the marketing department, and then I also buy mercantile, so home goods and gifts and things like that. It's a great place to be.
Excellent. And Alice Taylor, tell us about your journey to Winter Ridge.
I am the wellness manager, and I've been in this industry for 20 years, and I absolutely love it. I feel very blessed to be in a position where I get to learn new things every day, and I get to help people with their quality of life. I love Winter Ridge. I wanted to work at Winter Ridge long before I even moved up to North Idaho, and I'm super, super happy that I was able to land here, and I, too, have been here for about 5 years.
Yeah, we started really similar
times. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's so great. You've been friends for the 5 years working together.
And we've seen some really amazing changes in that store in that in this amount of time. And it's just a great family place to be. It's just a little niche in our whole community, but fits perfectly together. And it's just a happy place to be.
And I think it's also an integral part of our community. I just want to mention that we're very grateful. Winter Ridge has been an underwriter forever, it seems like. And I think it stands that they support community radio and they are a very important part of our community, more than just a retail outlet for food.
Very grateful to be part of that. And I think Greg really takes that to heart. Everything that we do is about what can we do that's, you know, giving back to Sandpoint. What can we do to support somebody locally? So it's part of culture and part of what Winter Ridge means.
Great.
Yeah.
Along those lines, let's talk about your mental health health focus this month. It's called Mental Health Roundup on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Let us know what that's about.
Sure. So we are pretty selective with what roundups we support at the store. Around Christmas time, we try to give back to the food bank, and so we'll do roundups then. But for May, we chose to do a mental health roundup because mental health is such a huge issue of importance in, you know, in the world and also in our community. And so for May, every transaction you have the opportunity to round up, and it's usually, it comes down to like 10 cents, 15 cents, really small amounts, but it goes to support three really incredible organizations, the Tim Premer Foundation, NAMI Far North, which is our local branch of NAMI, the National Mental Health Organization, and then the Ethan Murray Fund. And so at the end of the month, we're going to split those funds up between the three and give back and help support local mental health resources. So it's just a small way that anybody coming in to shop can support. It doesn't feel like much, but all those together make a big difference.
Really add up. And then you have your bag refund as well that helps those three nonprofits
too.
Yes,
so we have the Bags of Change program, which is, I think it's every 6 months, but we pick local organizations that are also nonprofit that have causes that are rooted in ownerships, beliefs, and things like that. So there's ways to donate and help everywhere.
Focus on the community.
Yes, absolutely.
So as far as mental health goes, you know, earlier this month we had Joanne Medical Musings on. Dr. Joanne talked with counselors and different professional people and diagnosis and things like that. But today we're going to talk more about what you can do to promote a healthy lifestyle and brain health. So beginning with Alice, why don't you take us into the wellness world, your wellness world as manager there. And beginning with, we found these mental health 8 steps and we're going to go through them and talk about how they can help.
Okay. So there are definitely foundations for good health, and that includes mental health. And I think a lot of times we hear these really core basics but don't really understand what a huge impact they have on your mental health. And so the first one that really comes to mind first is sleep. And sleep, there's so many changes in our world between the electronics that we have and stress levels. And even the lights that we have are so bright, and it's because of the high blue light. And all those things can interfere with our natural sleep cycles and our circadian rhythms. And those have a direct impact on anxiety and depression. And it can become a very vicious cycle where one feeds the other.
Sure.
Feeds the other.
Yes.
And so there are things, obviously, lifestyle that you can do to help with that. And there are supplements that can be used. I recommend part-time and really working on the core causes. But that it's important that you break that cycle someplace, and supplements definitely have a role in that.
And sleep sometimes is ignored. I mean, people are proud of only needing 3 or 4 hours of sleep at night, but I guess that would catch up with you.
That absolutely does catch up with you. And there are supplements. One thing that's kind of a hot topic for me is melatonin. It's promoted so often, and really your body produces very small amounts. So a lot of people try it and take it and find that it doesn't really make them feel better because it can interfere with your natural sleep cycles if you take too much. It also has a very short half-life, so it can come out of your system very quickly and you wake up and can't get back to sleep. So there are herbs and things that can help you with mental stress, the things that are going to help reduce your cortisol levels, help bring you back to a calmer state. I like to have conversations with people that are very, very specific on what their particular things are. I don't believe that anything is a one size fits all. So.
And this is a chance, too, to speak with their health care provider, because like my doctor is always telling me supplements, explaining supplements and how they would help. And then from that step, go to you at the store and learn more about what the herbs actually do.
Yeah, I would absolutely 100% like to say that anybody, that if you're interested in starting supplements or even some of these lifestyle changes, that you talk to a healthcare practitioner and ensure, especially if you're on medications, you need to be very sure that everything is going to work together and move you forward.
That's right.
And nothing that's going to be working against the other one. So it's always very important that you talk to someone that has experience on that medical side as well.
Because these are powerful herbs and supplements. They can really make changes, so you need to know how it's going to change with all your other components.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
One of the things you touched on, Alice, and is the fact that, you may have mentioned it too, Julie, that when you go to Winter Ridge, actually my healthcare provider says go to Winter Ridge and see what you can find. But the folks there are very friendly, very helpful, always willing. It's amazing to me, and have a lot of knowledge. So there must be a underlying training and research that you guys do all the time, because there are so many different supplements, as you said, and it's not a one shoe fits all kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I'm really lucky to have a staff that really loves what they do and really loves to get in there and learn. I've been doing this for 20 years. There's not a day that I don't learn something new from a customer, and it makes it exciting and keeps you really involved. So it's great.
So great, beginning with sleep. But because you're Winter Ridge and you have everything at your store, what about nutrition? Would nutrition fall into that mental health, brain health class?
Absolutely.
Yes.
If you even wanted to just talk about the quality of food, added ingredients are known to cause issues within the brain. Getting proper healthy fats, whether it's through a fish oil supplement or healthy fish or avocados, olive oil, all those things are direct compounds that your brain needs to create neurotransmission. They also reduce inflammation, which can cause that. So food and supplements, I mean, it would be perfect if we all could sit down and eat three perfect meals a day. Not very likely. And even conventional farming doesn't allow for the nutrients that we need, even if we were to do that. So that's where supplements come in. It should be a supplement, not the answer. But nutrition is hugely, hugely important for that core foundation of proper body function and proper mind function.
Mm-hmm. I did read on CNN that there's an article about the end of Alzheimer's, and one of the steps that this older woman took, who had developed Alzheimer's 5 years ago, was nutrition. And it was the food that has all the unidentifiable ingredients in it that really played a part in her not eating those played a part in her recovery. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's exciting and hopeful.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is. So the mental health aid. What's another one? Let's say positive self-talk, a gratitude journal, spirituality. Do you believe that plays into
mental health? I think, you know, self-love, self-care is a big, you know, trending word that people throw around now, but I think it's really important. I think that it's just like starting with yourself and making sure that you're loving yourself and you're giving back to yourself as much as you're putting out. I think people go right now and don't look inward. And I think sometimes that can be one of the simplest steps, is to just take a minute and, you know, say, okay, I'm feeling good about myself. What am I going to do to love myself today? What am I going to do to treat myself? The chocolate aisle in our store is a really good way to treat yourself. It's just small things like that. It makes a huge difference. Like if you start your day with a pastry or you do something fun, you know, it impacts the way that the rest of your day changes, and then how you interact with other people, and it just sets a chain of events off.
That's so interesting. The gratitude journal was another step of this spirituality path. And last winter, when Schweitzer put on the Paradise Paradox,
yes.
I don't know if you saw that movie, but that was so profound, because here we would think that we don't really have a lot of problems the rest of the world has. We have clean water. We have clean air. We've got a fantastic community, but we still have those problems. And we forget to be grateful for all those things. So gratitude.
Gratitude. I wanted to just get back to self-love. Mm-hmm. I was watching baseball, and they have an ad on there with all these different players, and it is about mental health. Yeah. And it says, if you are feeling something other than well and happy or whatever, productive in part of your community, ask for help.
Yeah.
And so it's one thing to think, I'm going to love myself. But when you do something, like the old adage, basket weaving, they teach basket weaving. But when you make something or you work in the garden, you start to feel good about yourself and that it's a shift. But if you can't quite grasp it, ask for help. But we'll get to more of that and how to do that pretty soon.
Okay. Okay, good. That's a very good point, Susie. And spirituality, whether you have a practice or go to a church or are part of a spiritual community, that makes a big difference as well. Next one was time in nature. And I really like that with the, you mentioned Ethan Murray Fund, and yeah. They're all about in nature. What do you think it is about nature that
There's
brings you
about,
happiness?
Just being outside, I think the oxygen, being in like, you know, an unenclosed area, Justine with the Ethan Murray Fund is incredible about really partnering mental health events and, you know, resources with directly with nature. We supported the Hike for Ethan a couple weekends ago, and mm-hmm. that was a huge success over at the Pine Street Woods. It's just about, you know, like I said before with the self-love, it's simple things, getting outside, taking a walk, you know, bringing your pet outside, going for, you know, an extra 10 minutes to get to your destination, just being outside. And I think getting out of enclosed areas is really, it's so simple, but it makes such a huge difference. Just
and
breathing
there's,
air.
There's a connection you mm-hmm. make, too, when you're out there that you're part of it.
Exactly.
And I think that lifts your spirit because you're not alone.
Right.
You're part of all that as well.
And you're not just, you know, a cog in the machine. You are a part of
yes.
the whole experience. Yeah.
The beauty of it.
And being here in Sandpoint, too. I mean,
yes.
How fortunate are we to just go outside and have the incredible landscape. So I think taking advantage of that as much as we can will really help.
I think everybody does. Mm-hmm. That's why we're as like-minded as we are.
And Susie, you brought up gardening. And when you brought up gardening, it brings to mind that there are studies that show that the probiotics in the soil, actually your body will take on some of those when you're out there working in the soil, and it actually does. They're shown in studies to help promote more positive mood and stuff. So gardening's a great one. It's outside. Mm-hmm, you're dealing totally. With nature. You know, it's not really a high impact if you're just putting stuff in pots, but it is. There is definitely a connection to nature, and there are actually clinical reasons for that to be a benefit to you.
So the endorphins kind of charge up. And also the microbiome, as you talk about what's in the soil, you may even be inhaling a little bit of it in a positive way.
Yep.
It's very complex. It's so good to have this conversation.
Yes, and I was just flashed on all the school gardens mm-hmm. and what that must do for those kids to be out there and really start to see their connection with the natural world and how they belong.
Yeah. It's incredible. I think the library has a really great garden that's kind of open to the public.
Yes.
And getting kids out there. My son was out with my mom's garden, you know, 4 or 5 months and just toes in the dirt, toes in the grass. And it's incredible.
Yes. Kelly was in here and said her son, young son, she's the library gardener. Her young son just leans down and takes a big bite out of a big broccoli head. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I didn't even eat broccoli until I was in my 20s. I can't imagine. One of the other things of the mental health aid was posture. That was the first time I'd ever heard, oh, yeah, we all straighten up. But I wonder if the leaning forward and closing in that happens with the reading and the phones and the computer, if that has had an effect on health, mental health.
It's interesting because I was just listening to a podcast that talked about that and how you can change your mood just by changing your posture. And it was really, really interesting. But like you said, you close up, you shut off, and that's also body language to the people around you. Mm-hmm. It shuts off that connection. And it was just really interesting to know that something as simple as just fake it till you make it. You know, get out there and change your posture. And it literally can change. I can't remember what it was. It was something like licking your lips, or there's something about your lips too, where you do that. Oh, hold a pencil in there. It makes you smile. Oh. And just that one thing changing where it pulls up the corners of your mouth can actually change your mood. Just postural kind of, you know, but all those things tie in. And it was just really interesting you bring that up when I had just been listening to that last week.
So. Yes, I believe that's the benefit of yoga is the stretching and the straightening out and all of that.
The it's like a reset
flow.
Of your body.
Yes, it is. Let's see. Oh, another one that was interesting was pet love. Having a pet. Anyone?
Alice has quite a few, don't you?
I absolutely think that pets are just so good for us emotionally. There's no judgment. There's just acceptance. Mm-hmm. And all of us need somebody in our corner like that. And sometimes if you are seriously depressed and you find lacking motivation for yourself, that love's going to get you up when you wouldn't. It's going to get you outside on a walk because the dog needs, or the cat, or, you know, something needs to get outside, whatever it may be. But it motivates you. And it's funny, my husband's, he stays home. And he's like, if we didn't have these dogs, he goes, I probably wouldn't be where I am. He goes, but no matter what, they need that.
Yep.
They need to get out.
Totally.
And it gets me off the couch and gets me moving. and it just, and it fills me with joy. So I think pets are huge benefit.
Yes. The adoration of dogs, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Looking at you and thinking, you're the world. That feels good.
A quick antidote to that. If you don't have a pet, at the Better Animal Alliance out there on Kootenai Cutoff, they need help. You can go in the cat rooms and just hold a cat.
Yes.
A purring cat is said to invoke amazing amounts of endorphin, and or help walk dogs because they're lonely.
Yes.
And you can give love.
Yes. They need humans like we need them.
Yes.
Yes. So back to our mental health eight. Let's see. Exercise. And I see on your little outline, Alice, it's exercise for mental health. And, it's meditation and exercise and acts of kindness stimulate dopamine production. Tell us about that.
So dopamine is a motivation neurotransmitter. So it's what encourages us to find food when we're hungry and a lot of things. But dopamine tends to be, can be very low in people who are struggling a little bit because you don't have any motivation. You don't have any motivation to get off the couch. And one thing that's really interesting to me, and I think as a society, we've made exercise be a drudgery. You know, people look at it and like, oh, I got to go to the gym. Oh, I got to lose this weight. Oh. It's always prefaced with that almost negative impact, you know. And the truth is exercise can be as effective as a cup of coffee. And the time frame is the same. You get up, you get out, you get moving, and your brain clears and your mood gets better. And it kind of can tie into that nature thing too. And that's even a double boost. But really, it only takes 5 to 10 minutes for you to feel a shift for most people. It's hard to take that first step, but if you can get in there, if you promise yourself, I'm going to do 5 minutes of this, by 5 minutes, most of the time, you're going to want to keep going. Mm-hmm. And it's just such an amazing thing. And it's sad to me that everybody looks at it as such a negative. Because really, it should be as simple. You spend 15 minutes drinking your cup of coffee in the morning. And you could spend 15 minutes doing something that made you feel that immediately better.
Yes.
And it's just amazing to me. And I've done sports supplements. I did a little bit of bodybuilding when I was younger. I ran. I used to run a lot until I had a couple injuries. I'm trying to get back into that. I did the little 5K, but
great
last week or 2 weekends ago. Ooh. But it's just really like, it's so good for you. And it's so easy once you get moving. It's just so hard to take that first step.
And to add to that, when you do exercise, what are you doing? You're breathing differently. Mm-hmm. And they say if you're having a down moment, just take 10 deep breaths. Mm-hmm. It changes the paradigm. It changes physiologically. It changes your whole body.
Yes.
And it, like, as you said, the dopamine starts working, or endorphins, whatever they're called. And so, yeah, exercise brings that deeper breathing, which is vital.
Go ahead.
And when you say that, it's really interesting to me as we have this conversation, how one thing rolls into another and rolls into another. And if it feels so overwhelming sometimes, life just feels so overwhelming. And if we could just bring people to understand that one little piece can turn into one little piece, mm-hmm. and it can just have this cascading effect. So just like you said, oh, well, then it's about the breathing, and it's about the exercise, and it's about being outside, and one little piece can start impacting all these different things that are positive for you.
So. And meditation is part of the exercise as well. Meditation, exercise, and acts of kindness all stimulate the dopamine. That's kind of neat. They're all there together, and the deep breathing comes into it, and the meditation is the, even in nature, meditating in nature and connecting with the natural world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the
moving
rest of
meditation.
The world. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Do you meditate?
I have to admit, I am not very good at that. I have done it off and on. Sometimes I just try to get 5 minutes.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. it's still a struggle.
I've been practicing counting down from 10 mm-hmm. to 1 and staying in the moment as I'm counting down, where I would be at 7 and then I would think of something else. And then I'd forget where I was. It's crazy.
I know. And the good news is there's apps on your phone. We don't want to be on our phone that much. We want to get off the devices. But there are amazing amounts of apps. In 10 minutes, you can pick a 10-minute one. And it's all really about watching your breath. So they have music, and it's pretty easy and common now. You don't have to go to a Buddhist temple and become a Buddhist in order to meditate.
I think meditation is really coming up into its own. People are really talking about how it's so important to quiet your mind for all of us. And let's see.
What are some of the other eights? Did we miss any? Let's see. Posture, positive talk. Well, one of the things I think about, too, and you probably have hit on it, is a sense of community. Mm-hmm. Whether it's one other person that you have a connection to, or it's a group of people. Let's all go walk together. I have a walking friend, and it makes a huge difference. Just that sense of community. People can feel isolated. Reach out. Again, that whole thing.
Yes. And let's get back to Winter Ridge and your practices at Winter Ridge. When I went to your website, I see you have an employee of the month.
Yeah, we do.
An employee of the year. Mm-hmm. Oh, tell us who those are.
Yeah, so this month was Brody in the meat department. And every month it's all peer. It's a peer review. So it's not like managers going around picking who they think did the best. It's the Winter Ridge peer. It's your people that are working with you and spending time with you every day. So every month we have one of those. And then at the end of the year, it's the same kind of thing. So this year it was Hannah. She's an incredible bread baker. She works the shifts that nobody wants to. She's there at, you know, when literally no one else is. She works overnights. But the reason our bread case looks the way it does is because of Hannah. So she was our employee of the year. Brody just, you know, kicks butt in the meat department, is a real team player. And I think that's part of our community, part of our human connection, is just lifting up those around us and highlighting when people are doing a really awesome job. And that goes into everything as well.
And all your pictures are so fun on there. Is that you?
Is me. Yeah, we have a lot of our team that go together to contribute to those photos and like creating those moments. But yeah, it's really fun. It's great to highlight the people and the faces at Winter Ridge.
That's the part of the community that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That you can find it at work, you can find it in the church, you can find it in school. But you really do need to find your community to have good mental health.
And just with what you're saying, it sounds like Winter Ridge has an absolute set of priority for looking at the big picture with their employees and the store in general. It looks beautiful. It has a lot of nature in it. But prioritizing bringing each other up.
Yeah.
And, you know, if someone's struggling, I'm sure you're keeping an eye on each other, things like that. But you also have a very specific focus on two organizations. Julie, what were those about?
Yes, for this Mental Health Month roundup, it's Ethan Murray Fund and the Tim Prummer Foundation. So both of them are receiving the roundup funds. And then do you do anything else for these groups?
Yeah, so the Tim Prummer Foundation is directly connected to us. And Shauna and Greg are working with North Idaho Neuropathy to help more individuals in Bonner County. And that organization does a lot more with mental health instead of just throwing, you know, like a fix at it. Mm-hmm. They do brain mapping and they look at an individual specifically and then target what kind of treatment to give.
Oh, wow.
So they're doing a lot of work with that directly. And then Ethan Murray obviously gives back to Bonner County mental health resources really directly. And then NAMI as well. I'm working with Dawn on a lot of events this year. We're going to be doing Valentine's cards and Christmas cards for people that are in institutions. And then we're helping with their NAMI walk event, which again is just a really simple way to get outside, but you're also supporting that foundation. And then just throughout the year, making it more of a mental health awareness all the time instead of just the month of May. I think that's really important. A lot of these trending months, trending holidays get like a day of attention and then you don't hear about them again.
Right.
So I think, you know, talking with Alice and her department as well, just making it more of a, this should just be a thing that we talk about every day. It should be something that is not so taboo. It's just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between NAMI stands for North American Mental Illness, far north up here, which who we'll be talking to tomorrow on the morning show. But it's mental illness and mental health.
Right.
They go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing is that NAMI is focusing on all kinds of things. We'll hear tomorrow, but Winter Ridge is working with all those three organizations, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think it's important just to make it more of a, there's one thing with the Ethan Murray Fund, they really highlight, you know, end the stigma. It's not something that we should be afraid of talking about. And I think there's plenty of people in town who suffer from mental illness, mental health issues, people in, you know, our own families. So just making it more of a conversation and doing little things to help day in, day out.
Yes. It's making a big difference in the community. And it's just so great to have to prioritize your actions toward that. That's great.
Yeah, it gives everyone a sense of, you know, pride. And I think to see that we're giving back to topics and things that matter to all of our employees, just to have ownership really care about that is important and really great to see.
Yes.
I think one thing you just said that really has always stuck with me is the stigma around mental illness. And it's everywhere. If you have a down day, is that called mental illness? What, you know, and it's important that we take away that stigma so that people can feel part of a community, can get the help they need.
Yeah. But I hesitate to group mental health with mental illness because mental illness can many times be an electrical disconnect or whatever's happening in the brain, where mental health is something we all need to pay attention to because we choose our lives. We choose what's important to us. We choose what matters to us, just like Winter Ridge has chosen what matters to you. And that's the mental health component, where it doesn't necessarily mean that you're depressed, that you have a down day, that you feel bad, that you even have kind of dark thoughts. That's all part of being a human. It's the choice you make when you choose health. And mental health is as important as physical health.
Yep, I think with Justine and the Ethan Murray Fund, they do a really great job of highlighting, you know, mental health is health.
Yes.
Wherever you fall in that on that spectrum, you know, it's part of your health. And I think just ending the scariness about talking about it, about asking for help if you're experiencing anything on that on that field.
Because medically, your healthcare provider can do so much for you. They have all these tools, including nutrition and supplements and things to help people. So going to them first is really the first thing you should do and not be afraid of that. Mm-hmm. That's just like taking a pill to get rid of a headache or, you know, it's all the same.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that was Taj Mahal and Keb Mo, Om, Sweet Om. And we're here in the studio. We're live. This is the morning show. I'm Susie Prez here with Julie Przinski. It's her show today. And we're talking with Alice Taylor and Vanessa Stanley from Winter Ridge about mental health, but we were talking during the music. Music also can bring you up instantly, so just keep that in mind.
Definitely. And along those lines, you know, KRFY, we have volunteer broadcasters. And if you really have a favorite kind of music, think about joining us and volunteering with us and creating your own show.
Right. And we have several new shows that people have done specifically because they have certain music that they love. And we have a heavy metal show on Monday night at 9 o'clock with Terry Owen. And he loves it. And that's called The Priest and the Beast, I think.
Yes, it is.
And then we have a new show on Sunday at noon to 2. It's called The Radio Flyer with Scott McLongstreet.
Yes.
A great show. Everybody, we're getting all kinds of comments on both ends of the spectrum with that music.
And so, turning to Vanessa and Alice, you two gals, you could come in as well.
You could do it too, Alice.
Alice actually had music along with exercise for the serotonin advantage. So. Mm-hmm. And dancing. And
we train you how to use the broadcast board. So
that's right. So now turning to our topic today, Alice, you were going to highlight like maybe two or three of the most important vitamins or supplements that you believe help.
I think here we should talk about things that are just generically, I could say generically, are going to be beneficial for almost everyone because they're nutrients. And starting, the first one would be fish oil. Fatty acids that make up the brain are 40% DHA. So DHA is one of the two components in fish oil, and it's super, super important for brain function. Fish oil also can reduce inflammation, which is a contributor to poor mental health. I also think methylated B vitamins are very, very important. B vitamins are what allow your body to utilize the food you eat. They are also very important for neurotransmission creation. 46% of the population has a gene or genes that don't allow them to convert certain forms of those vitamins into the usable ones. So sometimes they're called coenzymated, sometimes they're called methylated, but they're available to everyone in those usable forms. A lot of times if you have those genes, the one significant way that it shows up or obvious way is in anxiety and depression. Vitamin D, especially up here, is a huge core. There's varying studies, but they kind of settle around 42% of adults are deficient in vitamin D. Up here far north, we're not out in our tank tops all year long. So our actual sun exposure is much lower. We have many, many overcast days. Vitamin D is hugely important for a number of different processes, but mental health is a huge part of that. The last one that I would touch on really quickly is probiotics. And a healthy gut biome, those bacteria that live in our gut that are healthy, produce B vitamins, B12 in particular. So they also, 90% of your serotonin is produced in your gut. So that's your feel good, your calming, feel good neurotransmitter. So having a healthy biome helps with sleep. It helps with mood. All kinds of different things come back to that healthy gut biome. And just that our food is not sufficient and the things we need to support that. So I think those are the core key ones that every single person should be able to go in and address and put into their lifestyle, of course, with, you know, talk to your medical provider on that. But those are pretty generally accepted for everyone.
I was just going to say those are what my doctor prescribes for me, vitamin D. But the probiotic, is that sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut, fermented foods are a good source. Uh-huh. If you do have serious gut disruption, it's much better to supplement for a little while you're repairing or reestablishing a healthy set, just because stomach acid, one of the primary functions of stomach acid is to kill bacteria before it gets into your system. Oh. So it's a great supplemental. It's a good ongoing type thing. But if you're really trying to address an imbalance, doing supplements for a little while. And I really think if you do things properly, you shouldn't need to supplement with probiotics mm-hmm. all the time mm-hmm. because they should start establishing. So you still want to fix that core problem. But in the meantime, you know, supplementing to help you move along until you can manage on your own is the optimal way to handle that.
So. Great. Great. A lot of good foods at Winter Ridge.
Yep.
So I guess we're going to conclude with a reminder that Winter Ridge gives back in so many ways to the community. And check out their website, Vanessa, give us the website address.
Sure. It's winterridgefoods.com. We're on Facebook as well. We're on Instagram. We try and keep that really updated. All those platforms so that you know what's happening. You see faces, you see familiar faces, new product. Social platforms are really great to get to all of you when you don't come in the store. So keep an eye out for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, we have written down here the mission. Do you want to read that off, or is this?
Yeah, I think our mission is, in a nutshell, is to inspire, empower, sustain a healthy community. And all of our actions, whether it's the product that we bring in, the events that we contribute to, how we train and coach our employees, it all ties into that and how we can serve Sandpoint. It's been over 25 years, and so we're really grateful to be here, and we're really proud to be able to give back and be really strategic and intentional about the things that we support and provide.
Mm-hmm. Continue to grow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we emphasized a little bit at the beginning of the show, but way back when KRFY Community Radio was starting, Greg stepped forward, Greg Prumer, and became an underwriter with Winter Ridge that was still just really forming. It's become such a hub there now. And KRFY is extremely grateful for that sustained support, because we feel that our mission is very similar.
Yes, and we're part of the same community, and how great we can serve it together.
Right. The mission of KRFY is to provide programming that educates, informs, entertains, music, great, and enriches the lives of its listeners. So it's a great partnership. We are very thankful to Winter Ridge for their underwriting.
We appreciate you guys.
So thank you, Vanessa Stanley and Alice Taylor of Winter Ridge, for coming in today and sharing your mental health projects that are happening at Winter Ridge and just the overall wonderfulness of Winter Ridge.
Thank you for having us.